Hello, Priscilla. Would you like to introduce yourself first?
Hi, my name is Priscilla Fernandes. I'm a Portuguese visual artist living in Rotterdam. I studied there. I came because I studied the Master of the Fine Arts of the Pietzwart Institute. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been working between the Netherlands and Portugal and many other countries. I work with video and photography and painting mainly. And I'm very interested in ideas around education, play, leisure, and work.
Okay. And could you tell us a bit about the work you made for Night Shift?
The work for Night Shift is called Vending Machine, and it's inspired by this idea of working around the clock 24/7, and the vending machine as being this machine invented really for that kind of life, that you have everything available at any moment in time. And I use that idea in a old abandoned shop, or a shop that is not being used at the moment. On the vitrine of this shop, you can see two what look at first like paintings, but they are actually photographs. They are paintings on photo negatives that are lit by light with the LED light, and they look like landscapes. Of idyllic places. In fact, they are my interpretations of landscapes that Paul Signac and Henry Cross painted in the beginning of the 20th century of the south of France. So they represent this idyllic idea of leisure, of going on holidays to somewhere where it's nice and warm. Mm-hmm. But they also, because they are in a shop, they also comment on the commercialization of tourism and leisure. And I'm very interested, I'm very interested in what happens to our perception and to ourselves when we engage with leisure. And what is the difference between leisure and work?
Could you say a bit more about the connection or disconnection between leisure and work in connection to the vending machine?
Yes, well...
Because obviously in the work itself, the vending machine is no longer visible. At least not for me.
Yeah, it is visible through just as a sign. Let's put it that way. It's a sign. There's inscriptions on the windows that look like the spirals inside the vending machine, and the photos or paintings that look the photos that look like paintings, by the way around, are led by LED screens, LED light, which is the same as what you use in a vending machine with advertising.
Backlight.
A backlight, yeah, exactly. So these are just allegories, let's say, of the vending machine. Then there is the other part of your question, that is, what is the difference between leisure and work, right? And is there a difference? And that's something that I'm very interested in questioning as well.
Because sometimes it also feels like leisure is hard work. That we have to exercise extra hard. We have to buy supplements to get fit.
We
are better equipped to...
Yes. And if you look at the workplace, you also have a lot of team building activities for companies. So you play in the office to become more productive and... creative, yes, and you might choose activities of leisure that improve yourself, your working self. So you learn a language, or you go and work out. You know, so there is that idea of work in leisure.
And earlier you mentioned some painters from France.
Yes.
In what way are they inspiration sources or connections to your work?
Yes, so I was very inspired by neo-impressionist artists, and this is a peculiar group. It's a group of maybe 6 to 8 artists, is not big, that painted with the technique called pointillism. So these dots. Yeah. I thought it was very bizarre movement, and I was very intrigued by it. So I researched quite a lot, and I noticed that in the beginning of their career, so in the beginning of the 20th century, they were painting situations of labor in Paris. A lot of artisans or people working really hard, and then In the 1912, they moved to the south of France and started painting these idyllic landscapes. So I started wondering what is the relationship between those kind of very political, working paintings and then the idyllic paintings of Saint-Tropez, you know? Did they kind of lose their political attitude or and became like soft or... and what I realized is that they used the landscape of southern France to create an ideal of society. And in these paintings, they portray usually people working and people having leisure at the same time. So the ideal society would have a half-half, it would be balanced. Yeah.
And is that something you try to accomplish in this work as well?
It's maybe
this balance between work and leisure.
It's maybe something that I look for myself, this balance. But I have to say I'm a workaholic, so I never manage. And I think that's why I'm interested in this kind of subject. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Priscilla.
You're very welcome.